It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to be joined tonight by Guy and Howard, better known as Disclosure. Hello, boys.
Hello. How you doing, man?
Very good, thanks. How are you? Lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
We're just leaning into this microphone in a very sort of brotherly way.
Yeah.
I'm glad you two know each other well already.
Yeah. It'd be weird, wouldn't it? Hello, mate. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Yeah. It's very good to have you guys back because obviously, you know, you first started, well, we first heard mainly from you with the Settle album in 2013, and you've been out obviously going around performing that. Is it nice to be back and doing new music?
Yeah, for sure. Especially like playing live. You know, we've played those songs quite a bit now, so it's nice to chuck some live, some new stuff in the show. Probably like our favourite part about like this whole crazy thing that we do, which we call a job, is probably writing the music. So that was that was great to be back in the studio just writing rather than just playing.
And I'm sure you've been had this said to you a million times, but I was always astonished when I read about you guys and how young you were when you started out. And people in the office today have been saying, oh, I wish I was that successful in my early 20s. But is it right that when you first started going out and doing gigs, you couldn't get into one of the places because you were too young and they didn't think you were actually Disclosure?
Yeah, well, I was 15 when we started. Guy was 18, so he was always all right. But I was 15 when we started, so I always got denied entry to the clubs. And I had to like find a poster and like stand next to it and show the bouncer. And I was like, well, I'm that guy.
I'm the one on the left there.
And that guy is also me. That still happened in America until this year because I'm 21 now.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But it's that's the drinking age there. So, yeah.
Well, it was a bit less sort of rago than just not letting yourself in. They would like designate a drink free room for Howard where you'd have to sit, play the show, and then you'd have to just immediately get out of the venue as soon as possible.
Yeah, they would like.
It's pretty harsh.
They'd be like, oh yeah, no, of course you're welcome. You've got this cupboard, and then you've got the stage, and then as soon as like I'd finished playing, they were like, okay, get out.
And there's the security guy. He's going to walk you out, and thanks for playing.
Exactly, yeah. Not
See,
great.
The thing is, I've tried the excuse when I was younger of, oh, you have to let us in. We bring the party to a nightclub. But it actually works if you are Disclosure.
Yeah, you just say, Howard says, I am the night that you're running. Let us in.
It's either...
It says Disclosure above you.
Yeah. That is me.
like I said, it's great to have you back. And really nice to see that you've collaborated with Sam Smith again. Obviously, it started with Latch. It's almost one of the first songs most people have heard Sam Smith on.
Yeah.
How did that come about again then? Was it presumably because you're still very good friends together?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Is we thought about maybe doing it again for this album and the pros and cons of that, and there aren't any cons really. You know, like Sam's like one of our closest friends, like you say, and he's one of the best singers in the world. So why not? Why not work with him again? You know, I think we enjoyed it so much and we've worked with him in the past. Mm.
And we're just really good friends as well. We've got the same managers, like we're all living in London together now. So it's like, it just made sense. We're friends now. So it's just, why not?
Was it easy to organise? Because like you say, you guys are off touring everywhere and Sam's obviously been off in America.
Yeah. Politically, yeah, completely easily. But timing-wise, it just took us a while to get back in. But once we did, we had like 3 days all just not touring randomly, and we were just like, hell yeah, let's do this.
And was it any different working with Sam this time around? I mean, like you say, you've stayed in touch with him this whole time whilst he's been doing the different bits and bobs. Was it different getting into a studio with him after this amount of time?
No, it was like, it was the same. It was the same as before. It was just like, the only difference was we already knew him. So it was just, there wasn't any awkwardness or, not that it was awkward before really, but it wasn't any getting to know the person. You know, the day we wrote Latch was the day we met Sam.
Oh, right.
So, this time we already know him. We're good friends, so it was just like probably even more enjoyable.
So was it any different this time around? Because like you say, Sam's been off and doing all these different things, as have you guys.
Yeah. No, it was exactly the same.
Is it just like, when you catch up with old friends from uni or something like that?
It was, I don't know, I didn't go to uni.
I realised I've misplaced that.
It was catching up with old friends. That was exactly what it was. And when we hang out and catch up, we just talk about music constantly, play each other music. So when we meet up in the studio, we make music, There was no... It was as relaxed as we wanted, and I think we ended up writing about 4 or 5 songs that weekend. So, it was a productive one.
And this new album is out on the 25th of September. Carachal? Caracal?
Carachal.
Carachal.
Not even Carachal. An H in there.
I know, yeah.
No, it's Caracal.
Caracal, okay.
Yeah, that's how we pronounce it. I've been Googling it.
You're the first person to say Carachal, definitely.
Oh, I've been Googling and I saw the, I saw someone had written, there's a silent H in there, and I thought...
No, there's not.
I was just going to double check there.
Like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
The truth that is Wikipedia.
But yeah, I mean, you look at the names on this album. I mean, The Weeknd, Lord, Gregory Porter, such an amazing list of people to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, we just got everyone that we wanted to on the record. We were quite ambitious with who we aimed for with some of them, and you know, and others we weren't even sure if they were even around.
We just went through my iTunes library.
Yeah, we literally did.
Well, I like all these guys, so let's get them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wicked. It's a very great position to be in, you know, that we get to sort of pick and choose a little bit more nowadays. Yeah, it's really cool.
So literally every single person you asked to be on this album, you've got?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Don't remember. Well, even if they're not on the album, like we might have had a session with them and it just didn't quite work out, you know, but we still, yeah, usually everyone we asked said yes, which is great, yeah. I mean, we pick and choose people that we might have already met and, you know, we've got a mutual friend or like as we already know that they're fans, we might have met them once before or something like that. So, you know, that's how it usually comes about. It's a great position to be in, like I said.
Is there anyone else aside from all these people? You know, maybe someone you haven't met yet, or
Prince.
That'd be the one you'd do.
That'd be the one. We've never asked Prince, but I don't know how you ask Prince.
Yeah,
I don't think he has a phone.
They told me the other day.
How?
Hogwarts owl.
Oh, you got to send Hedwig.
Mm.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he's sort of a bit different that way. Yeah, I don't think he'd have like a landline or something you can just call up.
I don't know. Like maybe he does.
He lives at Hogwarts, I've heard.
Now, you guys have mentioned before about not just this album, the album before that being a real sort of process, like a body of work. Mm. How was that bringing it all together with all these different names involved?
It was really difficult, man. Yeah, I think that's probably the one thing that we struggled with most was kind of keeping that coherence throughout the record, you know, because we're working with all these different voices, especially stuff does sound different, you know, and the way that we've managed to do it, I think, is with the sounds that we use in our production. Like, you know, sonically, this album isn't too different from the last one. Mm. I think that's where we hold most of our identity, that and obviously in the songwriting, because we write all the songs as well. But I think we've managed to do it, and people can sort of hopefully recognise that it's a Disclosure track, no matter who's singing on it.
And even though this record's like less housey, there's a little bit more on the pop side and R&B side, maybe. It still sounds like us, you know. It's just like a kind of evolved us.
And you said before as well about how you didn't want any instrumentals in this. You worked with songwriters specifically.
Yeah. It's not like we didn't want any. Like I think we usually with the club stuff, like we with the last record anyway, we kind of just wrote it after we'd worked with singers, but with this one, there were so many people we wanted to get. It was just like, well, here's all the songs, and they're all great. There's not really any room for club stuff at this time.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like, yeah, just because of the R&B, like-ness of it all, and, you know, everything kind of slowed down a bit, and it's a little bit more relaxed. Like, there's a few more chilled songs. Like, I don't think they're, like, less intense. You know, they're still working a club, but it's not, like, rolling house like the last one. Just didn't really feel like it needed it, to be honest, as much. So, yeah, it's a lot more song-based. You know, it's a lot more about the hooks and the choruses and that sort of thing, because to be honest, like, we enjoy writing that probably more than house, definitely as much as house. And you know, we'll always make club music here and there, like, you know, we put out a song called Bang That like earlier this year just as a little club thing. So I think club music is something that we'll just do like as well as this, but as an album we felt like this is what we wanted to do this time around. Yeah, maybe next time we'll do a whole instrumental album, who knows.
And whenever I have acts coming into Free Radio, I always stalk them a bit on Facebook and Twitter, and I've been watching some of the videos and the photos from your tours.
Okay.
And I should mention, if you haven't looked at Disclosure's Twitter feed as much as I have intensively have been today, what I do like about it is, you know, there's what you're doing, there's a lot of music passion and sort of, you know, telling other people to listen to other artists that you like,
yeah.
And then there's a sort of the other side of that is an obsession with food. There was talk of cheesecake on there the other day with Howard, and you discovered something that we've actually got also here in Birmingham, a bacon donut.
Oh, you've got that hair as well.
But yours was a bacon topping, wasn't it?
It was disgusting.
Yeah. It was like mixed in with sugar, bacon,
It was like basically just an iced donut, but with some bacon on it.
Well, I think maybe whilst you're here in Birmingham, just pop over to the Bullring because there's a...
The same concept?
No, what it is, well, sort of. It's a donut with a Krispy Kreme topping.
Yeah.
But then it's cut in half, a bit like a bagel, and then the bacon's in the middle. So the division might be slightly better.
No, I'm still not interested, I'm afraid. I'm still not buying that one. I think there's many things that work in that kind of region, and that's not one of them for me. I mean, I'm sure it's great for if you like it, but I do not.
Thank,